This is KF2WR with the K2IRT Thursday Night Net. The New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club meets here on a weekly basis, well, pretty much most Thursdays. And it's an informal roundtable net open to anyone who wants to join in. So with that, we'll just ask for any check-ins. Any check-ins, please come down. This is KF2WR. W2FBR Portable in the Bronx. How you doing, Andy?
KC2 VMS in Yonkers.
How are you?
WB2PQR on the west shore of Long Island.
Any other check-ins? Hey out there, this is KF2WR with the K2IRT Weekly Thursday Night Net. I'll just be net control, why not? So with that, I'll pass it over to Steve. Steve, great signal from the Bronx. You're on a handheld. Yep, certainly am. Greetings from Grand Concourse near Kingsbridge Road. Just out here for a walk with the YL, making our way up to grab something to eat by Bedford Park. So, yeah, I'm going through the 2-3 repeater, 145.23, so full quieting up here. This is a rarity. Usually I check in on the other side of the water, but I bring the radio with me tonight. KF2WR with the K2IRT group. Greetings, everybody. This is W2FBR Portable.
But enjoy your meal, whatever you choose, and I hope to catch you in at least for another round. Hello to the YL. And with that, I'm going to pass it over to KC2 VMS. Don't have a name yet up there in Yonkers. This is KF2WR, the K2IRT there.
Roger, this is Manny from Yonkers. I'm up here in Yonkers, right next door to the racetrack I was on last week, and had a very enjoyable Q-Star with all you guys. I'm with the Yonkers MTA Division Express in Yonkers. So great to get to know you guys.
W2CMA, repeat, PL, 1-14-8.
Thanks for stopping by. Who knows whatever happens on these Thursday night nets, that's for sure. But I will say we usually wind up with a few laughs, all said and done. And again, for greetings and salutations, let me push it over to Abe. WB2PQR. How are you, Abe?
Can you say hello to Andy? And everybody else is on it. And just supporting the net today, a little quiet. Other than having a little action of a leak in a wall and having to break some ceilings and the wall and taking pipes apart, it's uneventful. I think I'm working harder now as during my retirement than I did at good old TA. And you're talking about the Yonkers Raceway. We used to love to go over there to the Hamfest when they had the Wecker Fest over there. Too bad they don't have them anymore. We really enjoyed it. Haven't been there since then, and don't enjoy the slots too much. I'd rather go to Atlantic City. It's easier down south. Even Atlantic City is getting... the Blas, it's... all it is, basically, is a factory to relieve you of your money. You know, I used to have fun going down there, but not the way they're doing now. The way they if they loosened up on some of the stuff, fine, but since they're losing money, they make things harder on you. Okay, back to you, Andy. KF2WR, WB2PQR, the K2IRT group, and I'll let it drop for a second and see if anybody else would like to join.
Atlantic City. Have you ever been out to Vegas, Abe?
Yes. In fact, I was there last year. Last year, I went. I did a whole bunch of stuff. I was in Vegas. I was in Florida. I was in England. I was in Israel. Did the whole routine. Now I'm trying to slow down a little bit. And but I still don't mind it. I like Vegas. It was nice, very nice. We went down to the dam area, and we also went to the Grand Canyon, which was unbelievable.
Oh, I see it. When you went to down to Grand Canyon in Vegas, did you drive or fly, or how'd you get there?
Drove. And we drove. In fact, there was a radio that dealt with ham. It had a tri-bander on the way over there. And we drove. It was a nice, interesting drive. It was like four of us. We drove. And it was nice. It was, I don't remember how long it took. It was about 4 hours, 3.5 hours or so. Went there for a couple hours and came back. And, you know, we were spending some kind of time over there. We were only there during a certain amount of time. I was there with a friend's timeshare. But it's a nice, leisurely drive. Leisurely meaning if you picture yourself in a Conestoga wagon going down the road for a day or two, and you still don't see the mountains getting any closer. But with a car, the mountains keep getting closer, but you're in the middle of them, in between left, right, you know, in and out mountains, and you're doing your 70 miles an hour for an hour. You just got to make sure that you have enough gas till you hit the next one.
Yeah, just some ride down there on the motorcycle, and any chance you get out west to fill with gas, it's an automatic thing. You just do. Just wind up filling it. I'll just put it up to Steve. Steve, you ever been out there?
No, not me. I never made it out there. I was out in Montana for 5 years and, you know, lived out there, but no, never went to Vegas. Nope. So I'll let you guys take care of that stuff. Anyway, Kobe's been, Andy, have you heard from him at all? Has he been up at system operation at all since he retired? I spoke with his dad a couple of times, but hadn't spoken with Lobe, I guess, since last week.
Yeah, he's been up there. He's been out in Queens, and I think pretty much like Abe, I think he's actually more busy now that he's retired than when he was working. So, but the big thing is he's really enjoying it, and that's the whole name of the game. And we put so much time in here to be able to.
But at the end, that's not at the end. That at that chapter is the name of the game. So with that, let me push it over to Manny up in Yonkers. Manny, this is KF2WR to KC2VMS.
Yeah, how are you? So it's great that we have our own net here. So I was I just recently found out about it, and I understand you guys usually meet one meeting a month. What week of the month do you usually meet?
We usually have our face-to-face, I think it's like the first Thursday of each month, so it's face-to-face. We're getting ready for our next one, actually. In fact, Brian, who made that fantastic, at the last face-to-face meeting, one of our members made a fantastic presentation about EMI and different ways to detect it and whatnot. It was just mind-blowing. This guy is so brilliant. Anyway, let me let this drop. I saw something about the next month's meeting we want to do with 2 Broadway, where Brian wants to set up another presentation, and this presentation should have, what was it about again? Oh, the reflective waves. He has some stuff for measuring reflective waves, which is also very interesting. So if you want, Manny, we can get you information. Just go on to the K2IRT.org. Leave a message there, and we'll get the information to you.
Okay, I just wrote a K2IRT.org, correct?
Yes, That is correct. And you're with the MTA, so you'd have no problem getting in there with us.
Yeah, I'm in the MTA 56 bus. We're in the depot in Yonkers. Talking to some of the other guys at the depot, we have another guy who's also an amateur extra. He's also into ham, and that's how I got into it. And I'm going to let him know about it.
Yeah, by all means. Tell him to stop by here on Thursday nights. And there's other stuff as you go along. You see, we wind up getting involved in it. Not, but it's all for that's the name of the game. My business. Yeah, so the next Thursday, maybe I think the first Thursday in February, he'll do this presentation. So look forward to hearing from you on the bulletin board there. With that, we put it over to Abe, WP2PQR,
KF2WR, and K2IRTQ.
WP2YZX.
Okay, I'll pass it over to the breaker. Charlie, pick it up.
Okay, guys, how you doing? I said I checked in earlier, but I must have doubled with someone or you just didn't hear me, but over to you, Abe. I'll listen for the moment.
Okay, very good. Now, you know, I just came up with an idea, and Andy, you can, you're saying that these guys who give these presentations, I haven't been going to the meetings since I retired, but I'd like to hit a couple of them. I will, you know, try and make them. But why not either put it on YouTube or transmit it on, with a computer or something and have it so other people, if they want, they can watch it. Or, you know, because if you're saying about EMI and reflected waves, it'd be interesting as source material for some projects.
Wow, you know, Abe, that's a really, really good idea. I wonder if we can rustle ourselves up a little camera for this presentation. And then, yeah, we can either YouTube it or maybe Dennis would be able to hook us up with a link to it. If we YouTube it, we could put a link to it right on our website. That's a real simple thing to do. Yeah, that's a fantastic idea, right?
Okay, very good. Yeah, because a lot of times when you're talking here, when I get on the net, you talk about how you were talking at the meeting about this and that that I didn't make. It would be nice to reference that material for whatever. You know, you come up for a radio you're talking about or some military gear or tool gear or solid state or any of the newer stuff it's interesting. Even getting into like Nevis, I don't know if anybody else got into Nevis type of antennas and stuff like that, which is interesting. Very, very interesting. Be nice for source material. Okay, that's my 2 cents. I'll give it back to you, Andy, and you can pause it around to whoever's next. KF2WR, K2IRT Radio Club, WB2PQR.
Okay.
Go ahead and check it.
Good evening to all, and 2LPD, Marcus, Southeast Queens.
Marcus, how are you? Welcome to the party, my friend. Welcome to the party. I don't know if you've been copying the mail, but Abe came up with a fantastic idea to record some of these presentations. YouTube them, and then we can link them right on our website. I think we might have to do this. So with that, Marcus, I'm going to pass it to Charlie, and Charlie pass it over to Marcus. WB2YZX, this is KF2WR, the K2IRT group.
All right, KF2WR, and again, WB2YZX, good evening to all, to Marcus. And I forgot the name of the gentleman up there, or the FDA guy, whatever. I knew it wrong last week. And, yeah, very good. I'm cleaning out my shack here, ha-ha. I have a 45-board modem here, if anyone's looking for it. It's huge. At any rate, I like Abe's idea about the YouTube thing because, you know, unfortunately, there were several presentations that I missed. I know the one about software-defined radio and the last one I would have liked to see also. So,
That's a great idea, and Zadie says we can have a link to it from the website, so. See, the things we can come up with when we put our minds together here. So, I won't be available this week. I got all kinds of things to do, but believe me, I'd love to be there. Got all kinds of things going on. Let me give it to Marcus. Over to you.
Good evening, Charlie. Thank you very much. I'd like to say good evening to Steve, W2FTR. Heard him earlier. I was copying the net when it started, but that was my first chance to get in. Steve, thanks for that software to download the YouTube program, and I was able to do it. Thank you very much. I also heard you guys talking being out in Las Vegas. I myself did go a couple years ago, and on the way to Hoover Dam, I saw Radio World. It was, I don't know if they're still there, so radio dealership, let me drop. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to stop because I was on a tour bus. And I always stick myself in the back of the head. I wish I could have stopped at least another ham store somewhere else. Okay, back over to net. KF2WR and 2LTV. They're still there. I passed them a couple months ago. Roger, Roger.
They're still there, huh, Abe? I think we should have a road trip, fellas. No. With that, we push it over to Manny. Manny, any thoughts about YouTube and whatnot? A guy who hasn't been to a meeting, I imagine that would be an exciting idea for you.
Hey, I think road tour is good. All the hammers get together and just travel somewhere. It should be a lot of fun. But, hey, whatever. I'm just listening on the side here, and I'm taking it in.
Well, fine business, Manny. And with that, I'm going to push it over to Steve. Did you find a place to eat yet, Steve? Are we interrupting your dinner?
Can't stop.
Yeah, I stopped in it too. I mean, very good. Well, Steve, enjoy the meal. So, all right, let me put it back to Abe, and let's see if we can come up with some more ideas here with the whole YouTube thing. What? I think the longest thing I've seen on YouTube was about 20 minutes. Are you familiar with any of that, Abe? 20 minutes should be enough to copy a presentation.
Yeah, we're still here, Andy, W2FBR.
Fine business, Steve. I thought we were interrupting dinner.
Oh, go ahead. Pick it up with Abe. I'll pass this one by. I'm looking at the menu. You guys go ahead. Me on the next one.
Okay. Let me let it drop, see if anybody else would like to join.
Good evening, KA2KDQ, Richard in Brooklyn Air Marine Park.
Net Control, K2CSX Portable in the Bronx.
Okay, I got Richard, KA2KDQ, joining the ranks here. Richard, how are you? And I got a K2CSX, I believe, in the Bronx. Let me put it over to Richard. Come on in and say hello, and we'll pass it over to K2CSX. Come on in, Richard.
Okay, good evening to you, Andy, Abe, and all those others who've checked into that. I haven't been on this Thursday night ad in quite some time because of one conflict or another, so I'm glad I'm able to get on. I was copying the mail earlier, and somebody was mentioning about amateur radio dealers. Even though I was in Las Vegas in summer of 2007 for about 4 or 5 days, and even though I wasn't, I didn't go into them, I know there is an AES dealer in Las Vegas itself. It wasn't that close to my particular hotel, but I know it's definitely in there.
Yeah, fine business with that, Richard. Hey, you guys helped me out years ago. I was on a trip down in Virginia, and I had to send a message to a friend, and I went into the AES store, and the guy allowed me to use their system to send packet messages to a friend of mine who we were looking to make a purchase. And it was just so helpful, those guys. We'll find business on that. And let's pass it over to K2CSX, I believe, up in the Bronx. So how are you?
Oh, I'm doing well, fellas. Can't complain. I just been manning Echolink down there with the fellas down in the emergency net for Haiti. And other than that, they're spending a lot of time with the family, excuse me, trying to nurse a cold. And that's about it. I haven't checked in a while. I hope everybody is well this new year. Go ahead.
Fine business. I didn't get your name for the log, CSX.
Yeah, sorry about that. Name here is Mark. Name is Mark. Go ahead.
Fine business, Mark. How's that the Haiti net? That's Echolink and HF. What kind of traffic? Just curious. What kind of traffic are you copying on that, over?
Well, they got this missionary down there, this fellow, Father John. He's in a mission down there, and he's passing day-to-day traffic on what's going on in Haiti. There's several hams that are on the island, and, you know, they're very slowly coming back online with their setups and giving day-to-day reports of what's needed around the affected area. What they're asking all hams to do, if you monitor HF, just listen out for any traffic out of HH land. And if you do hear anything, you know, report it either to the American Red Cross if it's a health issue or an emergency issue. Otherwise, they're, that's basically it. Go ahead.
Well, fine business, Mark. Thanks for that. What repeater, what frequency can we listen in some of this Echolink in our area here? Do you have those handy?
Paul was doing it for a while. I think it's KB2NGU. It was doing it for a while on his repeater. You go on Echolink, and you scroll all the way down to the very bottom, and in the red lettering area, and you are looking for Haiti emergency traffic, you know, or Haiti emergency. And you just click on there, and you see a whole list of guys that have checked in. And they tell you they don't want you using no repeaters that's going to ID and jam up the system or anything like that. They just prefer you to listen and use the text box if you have any type of traffic.
Just let this drop. All right, fine business on that. I think I'm going to poke around on that when we get done here with Danette. Just curious, you know, anything to help? You just feel helpless over here. I'd love to be able to just, you know, do something to help. Even if it's to make a phone call to somebody here, how gratifying would that be to say your family members are okay? That would just be so gratifying. So with that, thank you for that information. I think all of us might be taking a look at that later on. So with that, I'm going to pass it right back up to the top of my list here, up to Steve, W2FBR. Hey, Steve, what's for dinner? I'm just so curious. I guess he has. I guess Steve has a mouthful up there. All right, we'll bring it down to Manny, KC2VMS. How are you?
Yeah, how are you? I know some of the guys at my ham club here in Yonkers have been trying to reach Haiti, see if they could pass some landlines. You know, some people say they're okay. So they're on the lookout for that. Sometimes they will reach a ham operator and say so-and-so is okay, their phone number, and, you know, just relay some landlines. So that's one of the more helpful and easiest things that we could do. But I tried to see if I could hear on HF today, and I really didn't get much success. So some others in my club were a little bit luckier and did some relaying. And like you said, it's nice if you can pick up someone's name and a phone number here at home and relay that message. So I know a landline like that, they would appreciate. So hopefully, maybe tomorrow we could try again, or even tonight, because the bands do change.
Yeah, just how gratifying would that be to make a phone call to somebody and just tell them that their family's okay. Because I know a couple of guys on the job who lost family members, and it's just devastating, the whole thing. I mean, we had our 9/11, but this is 9/11 times 100. It's really, really tough thing. So with that, I'm going to go right down the list here. Let me put it over to AWP2PQR, KF2WR, the K2IRTNet.
Okay, Eddie, KF2WR, K2IRT Club, producing WCMA 145.23. Okay, not much to say. I know what the gratification is. I did that a couple of years ago. In fact, there was another earthquake. I'm trying to remember way back when, about 10 years ago. There was an earthquake, and somebody needed to get in touch with their relatives, and they weren't able to, so my station wasn't set up. I set them up with the station that was at the UN, and they got through, and the thanks that they gave, I think it was also to a father down there, and he prayed for me. But, you know, I told him, I just like the idea that you can help, and we sit around here and talking over the radio, and everybody should have their away bag. In case something comes up, you're able to have your radio, batteries, antennas, and ready to go. I got enough junk to throw the stuff together here, so I can do that. I've been toying with that too. I got some military gear. Maybe I'll take some of my low band military gear, put it into a box, 24 volt power supply and 24 volt batteries, and go. Okay, Andy, take it. KF2WR, WB2PQR.
WB2PQR, KF2WR, returning. Yeah, David, we as ham should always be prepared for something. You know, just a box with a radio, some wire. And let's face it, as long as we're on the continental U.S., in the event of the worst disaster, you can always find a car and a car battery, just, you know, pull a battery out of a car, a couple of wires, very cleverly connected, and we can really get out. That's our whole field day thing. I mean, we practice that over and over with field day. And if we did need, I'm sure most of us, in a matter of hours, could be on the air. Just by stringing wires to batteries and putting wires up in trees. I think most of us are capable of that, and we learned a lot of that from field day. So with that, I'll push it over to Charlie, WB2YZX. Any comments or thoughts?
WB2YZX, okay. Good evening to the other stations. This is Charlie on Staten Island. And, all of this makes a lot of sense, too. While on the subject there, I'm thinking about a little generator. I think you mentioned, Andy, you got a little Honda generator at home. I keep my, I have a battery box here, we call it that. I could probably run the shack for at least a day on 12 volts if I had to. And I've been looking at a little generator. You said you had some kind of a Honda generator. You know, what the what kind of rating is that one you have?
Do a lot with the Honda generators. I'm not in possession of one right now, but I've done quite a bit of research. The Honda generators, the small models, they have to end in an I, like a 550i. The I means they're integrated and regulated. So any of those little quiet Honda generators, we use them up at the airfield for the model planes and everything, they're computer friendly. They're regulated and filtered so nicely. They're computer friendly. And they are so quiet. These things are just unbelievable quiet. One pole start, the thing just sits there purring away. You can literally have it underneath the table that you work in the radio on. And that's how nice they are. And they're Honda quality. They really are. They're a little on the expensive side. But you, with that device, that thing, you really get what you pay for with a Honda. I can't toot their horn enough. I've been so happy. We've had the big ones powering our station up there in Cape Cod, powering close to 7 or 8 power supplies, all running full kilt at 100 watts, never had a problem with it. Yeah, I might just want to check them out online and just see what they go for, but they're worth every penny, without a doubt.
Okay, yeah, really good. Thanks for the information. Well, like I said, I keep a bunch of batteries on float charge over here. And every now and then what I do, I take this rig here, or my IC-706, and I run that and the laptop off just a 12-volt, 7-amp-hour battery. Now, of course, I can't run it full tilt, but 5 watts, I can operate PSK, even 1 watt, I've done it. And I make contacts all over the country. It's just a lot of fun. So, you know, in the event of an extended blackout, you got some toys to play with. But, yeah, I've been listening. In fact, the other day, Monday, on 14265, 20 meters, the traffic between Haiti and, I think it was Saturn, the Salvation Army communications group. Things have calmed down quite a bit now, but they do quite some job, I tell you. So, back to you, Andy.
Here, what are you thinking about batteries there, Rabe? I mean, Charlie. How much extra points can we get on a field day if you run battery?
With a generator, I think. If with 3 alpha, it's 300 points.
That could work.
Yeah,
that could work. All right, with that, we'll bring it down a list. Charles is going to bring it down to Marcus and to LTV.
Okay, while we're sitting here talking about the generator, I looked it up. The, not the small model, but the next size up, the 2,000 watt, that goes for 1150. Like you said, they're pretty expensive, but they're quiet and they're good. My uncle has one, I know somebody else that got one. So really, everybody that had one, they're pretty good. They work. Easy to maintain. Just wanted to let everybody know that we're going to activate the K2IRT club call this weekend during the EHF contest. So if you're at home doing nothing, look for us. Who knows where we're going to be. We'll be on VHF 440, maybe 6 meters. But give us a call, make a contact. Back connect. This is N2LT.
N2LTV, KF2WR, returning from the K2IRT club. Yeah, very good. Good for that. Thank you for the announcement there, Marcus. Yeah, we're going to be on the air. And I'm sorry I won't be able to make it, but I'm sure you guys will represent. And proud as always. And if I do get a chance to step away for a moment, I have the 6-meter antenna on my car. I might just throw the 6-meter rig in. I've never made a contact on 6 meters with this rig. So that might be pretty exciting, too. Might mean a Nextel call first to figure out frequency, but I think we'd like to give that a shot. With that, I'm going to push it down to Richard now. KA2KDQ. This is KF2WR, the K2IRT net.
Okay, I've been listening for a while. First, a little bit of my thunder was stolen before because I was going to mention that Ralph, KD2ADU, when the earthquake first broke, I remember hearing some traffic on the 147.300 repeater. They were connected, I think, by Echo Lake, and I don't remember the node number. And I remember people were checking in, they were willing to pass traffic, but whenever I tuned in, there didn't seem to be much.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you for that. You were a little muddy at the end, but I think we all caught that. So let me put it over now to Mark up there in the Bronx. Before we go around and make our 73 round, anything to add, Mark? KC2, CSX, you still with us? Alright, nothing heard from CSX. We'll put it back to the top here. It's getting about 20 minutes to. I imagine with all these people, it's going to take that much to ring us out. We'll put it back to the top to Steve. Any last words of wisdom, Steve? W2FBR, KF2WR.
I bet you Steve has a cheeseburger deluxe he's working on right now. That's pretty good. Manny, over to you, KC2VMS.
Yes, Andy, thank you so much for picking me up tonight. It's always a pleasure to talk to you guys. And hopefully, time permitting, I'll try and get to meet you guys. And I will check out the website that you gave me and take it from there. So anyway, I'd like to say 73 to everyone that's on. And I'm going to be getting off because I got to walk my four-legged friends before I get to bed. So I'm going to get going here. So thank you so much. Pleasure talking with you. So 73 from KC2VMS. From Yonkers, New York, and the MTA depot in Yonkers.
KC2VMS from KF2WR. Manny, the pleasure was all ours. The pleasure was all ours. Check in on the website there, and we'll see if we can get you down for a Thursday night meeting. You're more than welcome to come down and do a little face-to-face, shake some hands, and we always have a few laughs. And a few cookies, too, but that's beside the point. Manny, pet the dog. Thank you so much. Take care now. 7-3. And with that, for the 73 round, I'll give it over to Abe. WB2PQR, Abe.
As usual, an enjoyable evening. Nice to talk to everyone. And that's the dissemination of ideas. That's ham radio. It's nice to pick yourself up, pick a radio up, and go. Just on a quickie. Is 29.6 or 29 megacycles considered VHF, or is it still HF?
I believe everything under 30 is HF.
Okay, that answered my question. Okay, I'll say 73 to everybody. I'll be in the background monitoring. So back to net control. WB2PQR will be... I'm
going to
be monitoring a little bit.
All right, Dave. Fine business as always. And be careful with the construction, man. Observe all safety, wear your safety glasses, and all that good stuff, all right? We need you around for many years to come. And with that, I'll put it over to Charlie, WB2YZX in Staten Island, KF2WR, the K2IRT Club.
Hey, Andy, very good, and unfortunately I can't participate this weekend. Believe me, I would love to. I just got too much stuff going on here. In fact, I'm going to rent a car Saturday, but still, even with that, I won't have time to get on down there. And I'm cleaning up the shack as we speak here, and I probably have enough QST, CQs, and even 73 magazines to pile them through the ceiling, and I think it's time to throw some of them out. And debating whether to dump my old FT-897 with the big hole in the PC board from the lightning. So the worst thing about cleaning this place up is the more I unearth stuff, the more things I find, and I say, well, now I can't throw that out. So this is terrible. But maybe we should have a meeting here, have a little garage sale on my house, but enough of me, so let me say goodnight to everybody, and I'll be on the side. WB2YZX is clear. Back to you, Andy.
All right, Charlie, fine business. I find cleaning the shack is very cleansing. I throw a whole bunch of stuff out, and I just say, space for new stuff to come in. So it's a very cleansing thing. Good luck with it, Ben. I know it's hard to part with a lot of stuff. I wind up marrying everything I have here, so, you know, I got old radios dating way back. Anyway, good luck with that project. And with that, I'll put it over to Marcus, N2LPB, KF2WR, the K2IRT Club.
Okay, Andy, thanks for picking up the net. I had a good time. Charlie, we're definitely going to miss you this weekend, but... I guess we'll keep the logs and maybe still send it to you so you can send them in. Maybe. Hi. Good night, everybody. It's N2LTV clear.
Good night, Marcus. It's always a pleasure. Got that one over to Richard. KA2KDQ. You still with us, Richard?
Yes, I am, Andy. And as I said early when I came on, I haven't been on here in a long time on Thursday night for one reason or another. But I did enjoy getting in for the first time in a long time. Hopefully, in the future, I'll be able to be on the net almost every Thursday. And I did enjoy giving my point of view and also listening to all the discussions that will be done this evening about different things. Okay, so this is KA2K2K73, and just in general, whoever's really in the contest, enjoy and good luck. So this is KA2K2K73, World Clear, but listening on the side.
My business, Richard. Thank you very much. 73 to you, too. And you're always welcome. You know that. So I'll try one last shout-out to KC2CSX. You still there, Mark? And we'll try one last one to Steve, W2FBR. Steve, you here for a 73?
2CMA, repeat, PL, 1148.
All right, nothing heard, so we're going to call that. We're going to tie a ribbon on this tonight. This was the K2IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Net, and we would like to thank the gracious owners of the repeaters for allowing us to burn up a few of their electrons. Gentlemen, we thank you very much for the opportunity to use your equipment. And if there's ever anything we can do for you, please don't hesitate to ask. So with that, we'll just call this over. This is KF2WR, the K2IRT net, returning the repeater back to casual amateur use. 73, everybody. Thank you.